Think about how many religious people there are in the world. They believe in magic.
Welcome to the Steve and Tom Show. As a short documentary piece, Tom's been living in a cave for the last few weeks to really put across to you what it would be like to live in such a dwelling. So, you having fun there, Tom?
Nah, this is shit.
But hello, I'm Stephen again, and with me is Mr. Tom. How are you, Tom?
I'm fantastic.
There's a lot of bumming going on in Cornwall, Tom.
A lot of bumming?
Yeah, the gay community's through the roof.
It's thriving.
It's a thriving community. Do you know why that is? Because God's flooded the place.
Really? Oh, no.
Yeah, it's very biblical, that. If you ever see a flood, you know, there's some bummers there.
Is that what happened? Is that actually what happened?
It's in the Bible. If you sin, he's going to flood you.
Shit. Did they get all, like, 2x2, the animals of Cornwall in a boat or anything?
Yeah, it's, everyone knows if you're going to be gay, God will make your TV wet.
That's true.
They see their gay mate floating past the window, their two-story high window, like, hello, on a raft.
On a raft.
He says, fancy a bum, and then he drowns.
What's his raft made of?
On a raft made of village people CDs and fake moustaches. We shouldn't really joke about the flood, so I don't think anyone's died thinking about it, but I'm sure a lot of people's TVs are ruined, which is no laughing matter, that's for sure. Oh, I did show, it broke my heart a little bit. I hope it was industrial, like a chain store instead of a little one. But there was a carpet shop, and it was just like, you know, all the rolled up carpets were clearly just fucked.
Oh, shit.
My heart went out to them. We need to do this podcast quick because Misfits is on soon.
Oh, yeah,
we're not missing Misfits. That. Anyway, what do you think of the new series so far?
It's well good. It's just as good as the old series. I was going to speak to you about this. Do you remember in the first episode, which is going to spoil it to anyone for anyone who's not seen it, but...
Everyone, go to 4OD.com.
/Misfits. I'm not sure if that's real, but go for it. Anyway, in the first episode, there was a girl...
And email them saying you were directed there by this podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a girl. I think I know what you're going to say, and right, I thought the same thing, but carry on, you say.
Right, there's a girl in it who is mental, but she can turn into anyone. But my point was, like, who gives a shit if she's completely insane? She can be anyone you want her to be.
Yes, this is exactly what I turned to, like, I watched it with a girl, I turned to her, and she had to do that, like, oh, men. Right, he was confused about going out with her. A, she definitely gives head. B, she can be any woman he wants. And she's obsessed with him. And she was like, I love you, I'll do anything. She's perfect.
She is. Yeah, the only thing that was wrong with her was she looked a bit mental, but, like, she could also...
The only thing that was wrong with her, yeah, was what she looked like when she was her.
Yeah, just a little bit of a minor detail. Wow, the perfect woman, what was he thinking? I'm sure a lot of other people must have thought the same.
It would be a bit awkward when, like, they're going out to dinner and she's just her, and he's like, don't you want to, do you want to be... Pamela Anderson today, or anyone like that? She's like, no, I was just going to go out as me. Change.
How do I handle this delicately?
Yeah. How can I put this?
But
your
she's a bit
butt's
mental.
Ugly.
Yeah, she's a bit mental as well, though, so she probably turn up to family reunions as Hitler and stuff.
Oh, that Simon guy, you could get her to look like the dead counsellor that he was obsessed with.
I did think that, yeah. They could just clear it up. She could say, all right, just in case anyone's wondering, I'm okay, and I'm going to go move abroad for it.
Oh, my God, plot spoiler, you're a genius. She could, yeah. She could be everyone that they think is dead and just clear everything up.
But are they even going to keep her in it, though? I think that she might just be gone now. Maybe she was just a one-off.
Yeah, it could well be. I reckon maybe they'll bring her back right at the end and do that exact thing. But that is you're a genius. I wouldn't have thought of that. But yeah, she could clear everything up for them.
Really?
End of story.
Definitely.
So you hate our near at the end one, and Nathan was underground, and a couple of people I spoke to was like, oh my God, but how's he going to get out?
No.
And I was like,
I was like that, to be honest, until someone told me. I didn't think of it.
Straight away, as soon as he woke up, I was like, she'll hear his thoughts. But I was like, she'll go back to his grave crying in a few episodes' time or something ridiculous. And, you know, she'll think she's crazy, and then she'll, like, go and tell people she thought she had Nathan. I thought I heard Nathan. No, I thought I heard him. I thought no one would believe it. It would go on for a while. It was kind of better that he just did it like that, you know, first episode. Oh, there he is.
I'm sorry if Tom has ruined Misfits for you forever. You can direct your complaints to thesteveandtomshow@gmail.com. Hey, Tom, is that mud on your shoe?
Nah, that's his shit.
Strippers pub fight. A naked stripper floored a pub boss and his wife with her stiletto heel after she was accused of being drunk. Sounds like she was drunk to me, but I'm not a doctor. Fuming, Holly Jaswell, 23, left Tony O'Brien unconscious with her husband, David. Oh, I thought Tony was a bloke. No, it's not. Tony O'Brien unconscious with her husband, David, with blood streaming from his eye. Jeez. She was said to have been hammered whilst dancing in the Crown in Knaphill, Surrey.
I'm not drunk. Yeah. How dare you accuse me of being drunk.
And I'll prove it by taking your eye out with a stiletto. I love how, like, it was a strip club. It's a bit seedy already. Like, maybe the girl has been drinking, maybe quite a few of them drink. But then it's the fact, it's the boss and his wife. And I can imagine them, like, you know, they're going out to a romantic meal. And he's leaving. He's like, so is you girls all right if the boss leaves? Will you handle the shop for a bit? Hold on. Jaswell, are you drunk? And she's like, what is it to do with you? The fact that he's with his wife just makes him sound like a really nice bloke. I can imagine him, his wife's in a fur coat and he's like in a suit and overcoat with an umbrella ready to go out. Maybe I am drunk, but you're a bastard. I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear. A hospital ward manager has been struck off for her three-in-a-bed romp with two patients. Jane Reed, 47, called herself Mummy Bear. The 46-year-old male patient, Daddy Bear, and the 18-year-old girl, Baby Bear, after climbing under the covers with the pair. This is bad.
So all sounds quite innocent to me.
Yeah, they're just for warmth, obviously. There's been cutbacks. The hospital's cold. This is a badly written article. It says Jane Reed, 47, called herself Mummy Bear, the 46-year-old male patient, Daddy Bear. What 46-year-old male patient? It's not been introduced yet. She performed a sex act on the man referred to as patient A at his home, prompting him to take a statement to the police. I have no idea what's going on in this article so far. All I know is that this Mummy Bear sounds an unruly character.
Are you sure this is a real story, not just like a reimagining of the classic Three Bear story?
No, it's not my... it's the Sun. You can check it out for yourself. The former mortician. So she's a former mortician. A former mortician cum sex pest.
Cum sex pest? Is that a new kind of sex pest?
You know when you say that, if like a plumber became an actor, then they might say a plumber cum actor.
Oh yeah, no, I just thought you'd changed it to a dirtier thing. Like,
no, you've just got a dirty mind. So this is...
another thing I want to say about these sex scandals in the paper. Why do they always use the word romp? Romp, everybody's romping. It makes me think of a gorilla pulling you into a bush and the bush shaking around a bit. Like,
Oh, the mortician is actually the bloke. He told police later, the experience was very disturbing and the only pleasure was Jane's. This really is badly written. I'm not even sure what's going on. She came on to him at his home as well, but he said, I didn't even like it. I went to the police. Patient A, I think that is, I don't know, it's not...
You can't just go to the police and say, like, you've been raped if you didn't really like the sex. That's not on.
Oh, hold on. It might be a bit more. I think patient A is the man. He's a long-term alcoholic and he was admitted to the ward after having suicidal thoughts. He was a vulnerable person and been sexually abused. I don't even know what's going on.
Was he like the not girls, really knowing what he was doing?
I've no idea. Seriously, this is the worst written article I've ever read. I've no idea what's going on. I think it's because he can't say the names, so it's not unclear who they're talking about at all times. The 18-year-old girl's lost all trust in the NHS, but I'm not sure how the hell she's involved at all.
She's just written off the entire NHS just because of that.
But Mummy Bear tried to blame her employer for her actions. How?
I've no idea.
Ah, Miss Middleton, welcome to Steve and Tom's jewellery store. Well, I'm afraid it's my break at the minute, but Tom can appraise your lovely new ring. So is it a good ring, Tom?
Nah,
That's the shit.
So, there's going to be a new royal family member.
Really?
Prince William has his bride-to-be, Kate Middleton.
You need a fanfare behind that.
Oh, no, that's shit.
Prince William to wed!
That was pretty good, pretty good. I think you should try and get into the town crier business, actually. I don't think they have them anymore too much, do they?
I was the school crier, and I got bullied for it.
Did that just make it worse as well?
Was it? I went to Cornwall and the crying just added to their problems. The engagement ring is Princess Diana's ring. I knew the royal family were poor, but you know, recycling jewellery is pretty bad now. It's getting dire.
I heard today, actually, that Princess Diana is kept in an airtight coffin so she doesn't decompose.
Really? I've not heard of that.
So they can get her out for parties and stuff.
Anyway, the royal family is getting really bad position now. First of all, they cancelled the Christmas party. They're recycling this engagement ring. And I've heard they've used that same shiny hat for years. Joy of joys, Tom. I've got some good news.
What is it? Christmas.
Let me just... I'm just looking through my computer here. Peter sounds funny. There it is. Guess who has been in the sun for 30 years as of this week or last week? Dear Deirdre. The number one agony aunt. It's been... she's had 30 years in the sun and there's big two double-sided spreads the last couple of days. And I actually was going to bring loads from them, but I've just not bothered because... Like, I think I've given actually Deirdre herself a bit too much stick on the previous podcast because she doesn't say that stupid as shit, but she does go about things in a weird way. Like, for example, there's a woman saying, I get beaten at home. She's like, I've sent you a pamphlet on violence at home. As if her husband's going to be like, you've been telling people, have you?
I've addressed it to your husband.
Yeah, it's the worst, because he is the man of the house. It's like, yeah. And the stuff like, I'm getting bullied in my boarding school. And she's like, I've sent you a pamphlet on bullying. You're going to get bullied for that.
That's rubbish.
She was complaining because she said when she started, she could say, you know, she'd have loads of questions where she'd have to say, your husband can or your wife. And now she has to say partner because so many people are unmarried, even if they say they've got kids and, you know, they could be lesbian or gay or whatever and not specifying. And she was complaining that in the new age, she had a question of a 12-year-old boy for about threesomes. And she was like implying that, you know, like, what's the world coming to? And like, it's like kids and porn nowadays. But it's not. Yeah, Deirdre, listen to me for a second, Deirdre, because you listen to this podcast, I know. You say that as if it's porn and the internet's fault that this 12-year-old's asking you about threesomes. No, it's not that children are more depraved now. That's not the case. It's that communication is better. 12-year-olds in the past, 50, 70 years ago, would may have like wondered about like threesomes. But just because he can email you anonymously, just because he can email you anonymously, he's going to. It's a communication that's got there. When I was young, I knew about, like, not everything, but when I was younger, definitely knew, I'd heard of the word threesomes. It didn't make me... I watched porn before I had sex, but it didn't make me, like, beat a woman or donkey punch her or give her a Dirty Sanchez as much as I wanted to.
Definitely.
Give her a Belgian breakfast. Yeah, so it's shut up. And loose women, you do it as well. Shut up. It's not as bad as you think, you idiots. I heard of loose women once blaming Facebook for men cheating on their wives more. I was like, no. It's not Facebook making them horny. Facebook has just given them a new tool that they can flirt with women without leaving their front fucking rooms. So they're doing it. It's the men that are bad and always have been and always will be. There's just like a new way about it. So, like, if you're not keeping your man happy, don't blame the fucking internet.
It's just like they have to just keep on their toes more with so many opportunities.
Yeah, they have to really watch over your internet history and check it all the time.
We have to just we should probably do a disclaimer, seeing as you were just like, fuck you, Deirdre, fuck you, loose women. Like this, like, that we support equal opportunities for men and women. We should probably say that. What do you reckon, Baggy? It would be better coming from you.
I support equal rights.
And another thing,
I do. I don't appreciate stupid television and
stupid people.
News reports aimed at mothers who worry and parents. That's what I don't like. And loose women aimed at, like, it is aimed at housewives. And it is not me who makes the program, but it's definitely not exactly highbrow. It is definitely just fluffy entertainment with no, like, the quizzes. It's like, what kind of pie would you make with blueberries? A, blueberry pie. B, strawberry pie. Or C, Keith Chegwin. There's never like...
It's not like...
It's not a hard quiz.
It's not like the quality that we make, though, at the...
at the Tom and Stephen studios in London.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. The instance... Yeah, two sugars, please, intern. Yeah, cheers, mate.
How was your ride on the tube this morning? It was pretty packed, wasn't it?
Oh, is that what you have to do? I get chauffeured. Sorry, Tom. It's my show.
Oh, shit. No way. what?
Do you get paid yet?
No, I was going to say, like, what? Does that coffee guy get paid? Tom, this is voluntary. But anyway. another thing about Deirdre is she is the last person who should be saying, what's the world coming to? She should be understanding about whatever people throw at her so she can give good advice. She can't just judge people and be like, what the hell's this about? Yeah. Can she?
By you, little Jimmy, like 12-year-old asking me about threesomes, you've made me realise the world's gone to shit.
Has she quit or something after 30 years?
No, she's gone 30 years. I don't know why they're making a brouhaha. So if I've gone 30 years. To be fair, I think I was trying to say this at the start, but I might not have said it. But to be fair, Deirdre does say good advice. But my annoyances with it is it's very clear. Like, say a woman was getting beaten by her husband, but I still love him. What should I do? That is a kind of common question. And she'll say something like, well, you have to leave him for your own sake or for your kid's sake. And I was like, you don't need a genius to tell you that. Anyone could have told you that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to send you a leaflet on home abuse. If it's anything serious, she's like, oh, shit, I'll just send a pamphlet.
She doesn't want to deal with the real issues.
She's also quite racist, I've noticed, Deirdre, because I've got here. around the world, because she gets letters and emails from around the world. Bullshit. And so there's one here from, say, let's pick Russia. So there's going to be a problem page from Russia, like a problem from Russia. Now, I don't want to be stereotypical. Russia, a bit weird, a bit circusy, might stereotype it.
You don't want to stereotype it, but you're going
to. Yeah, well, do you know what I mean? Right, I might restart this, Tom.
Do you remember that Maria? When we used to take the piss out of her and be from Russia. Like, when I was in Russia, somebody stole my yak. And then it was just like the one that Phil got for Christmas.
Your shiny new yak looks a lot like mine that we're missing.
Yeah. Yeah, it just looks like just like the one I lost.
Yeah, your shiny new yak looks a lot like that one I lost. What's the Russian name?
Maria. Oh, and also, do you remember when we said that, when I think it was me who said, when I was in, you know, we always used to do when I was in Russia and stuff, but then I was like, when I was in Russia, I was in the circus. And then she was like, I was in the circus.
No, it's like, back in Russia, I was in circus.
Yeah, and she actually was in the circus.
That's genius, and his sister still was. That's fucking brilliant. Stereotypes, God bless you. For the record, we didn't take the piss out of her because she was Russian. I think it just kind of happened.
It was just convenient.
Yeah.
Can we do this on this show?
I don't know.
Is it racist?
So anyway, she's not really racist, but she's gone for stereotypical things. For example, India, the things about arranged marriages. Russia is about a sex up change from male to female that they want to change back. Zambia is about a weird belief there. Egypt, it's about a virgin girl who has had sex with a man but wants a virginity back because she's going to get a husband and she doesn't want him to know.
Yeah, you can have it put back.
Yeah, you
can have the thing, but not. Yeah, pretty much. Let's not talk about that.
This is from Zambia. Zambia, where I'm never going to visit, because listen to this, Tom. In my country, there is a belief that couples who have had oral sex had better not view their spouse's body in case the other dies. So if you get a blowy, you can't see her naked because she'll die.
Shit, I never knew that. I didn't know the risks involved.
I know I've been getting blowjobs willy-nilly, not knowing that I could be killing these girls.
Willy-nilly.
They've been giving me a willy-nilly. Yeah.
Can they see...
Deirdre, do you...
Sorry.
Yeah, go on.
Does it work both ways, or...?
Yeah, it works both ways, yeah.
Well, that's all right for me. I don't do that. Yeah. I'm careful not to get naked afterwards. I run away.
Sometimes in the heat of the moment, you can just get naked. Dance around a bit. Continue.
So, Deirdre, do you agree, or is this just superstition? What are the dangers? What do you mean, what are the dangers? As if she's going to go, well, you won't die, but if you do see the other one naked, they will get ill. Very ill.
Deirdre's trying to fix the world.
I'm terrified I might be responsible for the death of any partner I have in the future if we get up to no good. Is this a problem that is only in Africa? Or are people in the other world not bothered?
Oh, I feel really bad laughing at that.
And people in other parts of the world not bothered. How strange. How very strange. How strange to think that, to have an inkling that this might not happen out of Africa. How strange that. But how ignorant. That's so weird.
What do you mean? Like, they're not ignorant. They just haven't, like, been educated like we have, whatever.
He's bloody emailing Dear Deirdre. I think he can...
Well, if everyone in Africa thinks it.
I don't think he's, like, a really poor slums kind of child from Children in Need style.
Oh, right.
Tom, loads of Africans are, like, completely normal, live, culturally different, but normal lives to us with education, electricity. It's obviously a big problem, but if they're emailing England, Deirdre, they get the Sun paper. And if you eat the Sun, then you're bloody intelligent, in my opinion.
They get the Sun paper as well. Good God. That's probably where they learn this shit.
Well, I love what Deirdre says. She's quite nice about it. Stories grow up in cultures to make us feel guilty about our sexual urges. In our country, there are myths about masturbating would make hairs grow on the palms of your hands and cause weak eyesight. I've not heard about the hair on the palm of your hands one. And isn't it make you blind? I like how she waters it down. She's like, oh, it might just give you weak eyesight.
Make you short-sighted. Oh, yeah. I think it can be a bit of both. I've heard the eyesight thing. You gradually go blind, I think, the more you do it. So they say.
Who said that?
Apparently Stevie Wonder isn't opposed to a tickle.
So. We can't talk about that.
Yeah. I like his music. I still get questions about it today. Oral sex has its risks. With ordinary sex, infection can be transmitted. No one should be pressured into it. You should remember that. That's a woman speaking there. Yeah.
Yeah. So I reckon that they're probably thinking that they'll get AIDS or something. Oh, no, actually, they said that they have to see the person naked, didn't they?
Yeah, getting a blowy is fine, but you're not allowed to see that. Which, what a strange culture, like a different culture and everything, nothing wrong with it, but just what a strange story. I suppose if you heard, you go blind out of context, you'd be like, what? But this sounds like a grown adult believing it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but like, you can't like just say that guy's stupid, because he's obviously like not learned what we have. You're talking about it like, what an idiot! But you don't even like know where he's from or anything. Like, you don't know what his school's like. You know.
Are you for?
You've fallen down the PC trap. It's not because I think you're. If this was a person from England, you'd be on my wagon. You'd be saying, "What a fucking tard."
Yeah,
well, because it's from England, Zambia.
Yeah. Yeah, I would, but like, I'm just saying that you've not even thought about like that. You might not have learned. I'm not on the PC track. I'm just thinking he's just not learned that shit. Obviously, has he? Because like, if he learned it, I mean, like, we learn about sex in school and stuff, and we learned that stuff like that's not true. So you're just like, fucking check this guy out. What another.
But he believes in magic, essentially. He believes that if he sees someone naked, that there's some mystical thing that happens, and that can result in sudden death without reason.
Think about how many religious people there are in the world. They believe in magic.
Christians don't believe in magic, Tom. They believe in miracles performed by the Son of God. They're not like, oh, he was a great magician, Jesus.
Okay, yeah, that. He was. He's just a dead good magician.
They're like to the priest, like, fucking hell, I need some flowers out of a wand. Sort it out. Wait, I'm going to put this to rights now. I thought, yeah, I'm going to be, I was ignorant about the Zambian because maybe in their culture, like, the idea of a kind of conceptual magic of just death through sight wouldn't be so unbelievable as I would find it, and therefore not a stupid question. Plus, I didn't think, I just thought this could be a young person, like a kid from Zambia,
yeah,
who's just like, yeah. So I'll try that. It's not so stupid, but it is funny to read.
Yeah, pretty much. You didn't. You didn't think about people's feelings. And what do you say?
I'm sorry. This will cheer us up. Russia. I had a sex op to change from male to female a year ago, but it was the biggest mistake I've ever made.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's not from female to male either. He was a man and he's cut it off. And oh, now he wants it back.
Bollocks.
Too late.
So to speak. Oh,
fucking hell. God. I'm 25 and live in St. Petersburg. I was desperate to become a woman, but now I have bad moods and nightmares.
What the fuck? You don't get all that. Oh, yeah, he takes hormones and stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I like how that implies that women are just moody and, like, scaredy cats.
It's like, seriously, guys, not all it's cracked up to be.
Right, it gets a bit like, oh, no, I'm like, oh.
That's a month ago. Sorry, I just wanted to... Are you about to change the subject?
No, carry on.
I just wanted to say that it's amazing that, like... Yeah, I never thought about that, about a sex change, that you'll actually have women's thoughts and moods and stuff, won't you?
What do you mean a woman's thoughts? Like, I could understand the moods change a bit, but a thoughts change. Although I did see a thing where there was a woman who had hormones to become a man, and she said, or he said, he said, that, since becoming a man, this is their words, it was on a... It was called Miami Ink, I think it was, and it was someone coming in for a tattoo, and he was getting a tattoo of a fish that changes sex depending on like what partner it wants. So that meant something to them because, you know, it's a post-op.
Yeah.
Transsexual. And he said, since becoming a man, my sense of direction has got better and I can understand maps.
I have a terrible sense of direction. Was that what am I?
How big are your tits?
Oh, pretty big, pretty nice.
Do you want to come to mine later?
Yeah, right. Yeah, win. It's Tom with boobs. It's just what you've always wanted.
Oh God. Anyway,
I think so, if I have a feeling, I'd regret it.
Anyway, it gets a bit like, oh, because a month ago I met a young man of 20 who has no idea I was a boy. He's making all the moves for us to have sex, but how will he react when he knows about the past? I'm so confused. Oh, it makes me feel sick. I'm going to try that. Well, that makes me feel like ugh inside, because if he's making the moves to have sex, then like I can imagine that they've been kissing and stuff, and he's not noticed the chin and the stubble, and he's carried on.
Yeah, shit and the hairy legs.
And the hands that can crush a boulder.
Yeah, pretty much. And the giant package.
But Deirdre is quite nice about this. She says, I'm sorry if you didn't have effective counselling before your operation, because, you know, you really need to develop and your emotions about it before you have it. This guy may well care for you no matter what your history. Now, sorry, Deirdre, no. You're not a bloke, I don't think. You'd go, well, I can look past that because I love your personality. If I fell in love with a woman, and like a gorgeous woman, and they said I was a man, you just feel like... And it sounds so sexist and like hetero, but you would be horrible, wouldn't it?
It would be horrible, but like, what if it was like, looked like a woman? And like, but like, what if he just like proper, you know, like, well, likes her?
Would you be like, wait, whoa, does anybody else know?
yeah.
Work on this.
Because like, if he's just known her for ages, then like, do you think you just have to, would you just like fuck them off no matter what, would you? I don't even know what I would do, I'm confused.
I'm not in that situation, so I can't say for sure, and I'd like to say I'm not ignorant enough to definitely say, but my first reaction, gut reaction would be,
let's just, like, the conclusion
can let's be, call the whole thing off.
Exactly, let's just be happy that it's not happened.
Yeah. Right, you just go that way and use your correct toilet. I don't know.
What?
I don't know, I think it makes sense.
Slightly not in the radio show, but have you ever watched the programme It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No.
You should watch it, because it's quite weird, but it's pretty funny. It's got Danny DeVito in it, and it's like these guys who like own a bar and go on these crazy adventures, pretty much because they just own the bar, so they can just go off whenever they like. And it's pretty unusual and pretty funny in a weird way. But there's a guy in that who's like seeing a tranny, and he just like doesn't tell anyone. And but he carries on seeing her because it's like a dead hot girl. But he just like doesn't know what to do or whatever. It's pretty funny.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
So what would you say to this post-op lady?
I don't know. I thought we'd finish.
It's a really bad one. I'd say my advice there would be like, you really can't lead, you know, a heterosexual boy on without making it clear before things start at all that you were once a man. Although that is annoying, because I do think it is true that, you know, if they do feel for each other's personalities, and love can prevail, but it's just like a boy of 20 as well, that's a bit like damaging. Like, you're still at an age where your mates would rip the piss out of you. Like, it would ruin your social life, and it could like really damage you if you're like, you know, you thought everyone knew that you kissed a tranny.
Yeah, well, I think maybe they could just not tell anyone.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, if it came out, it would ruin him. Like, with someone more mature, then they might be able to like get around it a bit more sensitively, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, if the first thing she said to everyone was like, I'm a tranny, then that's not going to go well, is it? I think like, it's probably better to just like do it, do what they've done, and like probably like say, break the news when they think it's like the right time, even though it might fuck it up, but you have to do it.
I really don't know. It's a freaky one. I just don't like, it's a 20-year-old boy, if you know what I mean, because that's still quite young. If it was like a man of like 35, then they'd be more emotionally equipped to deal with a shock like that. They'd probably, my advice would be to try and pull in, I'm sure there's like, you know, transgender bars and stuff, try and pull there where people might not be so shocked to find out.
But then it'll just be like women who've become men, wouldn't it, that they'd pull?
No, but not necessarily. I bet you there's men out there who would be sexually turned on by a woman who used to be a man.
Yeah, I think there is actually, because like, I was watching some programme about Thailand, and
I don't want to hear about your porn.
there was like something about, you know, the, like the lady boys or whatever, like some of them, the men are disappointed that they haven't still got a penis.
All right, really? All right, bloody hell.
Yeah, that's what they've said.
Some men are disappointed they haven't still got a penis. That's the best sentence I've heard ever.
Oh,
they're like, oh. I could have just stayed home and got a one. Right.
We got really deep there for a minute.
Yeah.
All
right. Right. I think we should wrap it out, Tom. I'll leave you with these four words. I'm not a racist.
I think there's a few other things you have to cover there as well. I'm not a homophobe. I'm not a sexist. Go on.
I am only marginally prejudiced.
You're not being specific.
Sorry to all Zimbabweans.
Not helping.
Glad this is life. Zimbabweans. Zimbab? Is that it?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything I can do to make myself sound less prejudiced.
I think repeatedly saying I'm not racist might help.
I think that'll only be incriminating, if anything. Oh, God. Next time we record, we'll probably be live together because you're back in sunny old Manchester for the Christmas period, aren't you?
I absolutely am.
Oh, fantastic. So I think that'll be funner. And our grammar will improve.
I've got you a dictionary for Christmas.
Oh, fantastic. I'll look up shit gift.
No, so bad. It's getting worse. Yeah.
Right, I'm going to go help bail out Cornwall. Are you coming?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Right, next time we'll be live. Not live. Next time we'll be together in the same room, so there'll be more romance in the air.
Definitely.
Right. Yes, yes, y'all.
Hell yeah.
Check us out on the stephentomshow.blogspot.com. Hey Tom, come over here, let's do some roleplay because we're going to send this off to the children in need for them to play. You be Terry Wogan, you've just listened to the podcast. What do you think?
Nah, this is shit.